The Heidi, Will and Woody Catch-Up on Hit 92.9.
You can take this Heidi, Will and Woody Catch-Up to the North Pole if you like, but if you're looking for Santa, head to Santa's Magical Kingdom at Crown Pyramid. Starts December 2nd. Tickets from Ticketmaster.
In this catch-up,
ladies' dress standards at the Wacker and Woody chats about men spooning.
The Heidi, Will and Woody Catch-Up on Hit 92.9.
It's a trip and I can bug out to it.
With Heidi Anderson, Will McMahon and Woody Whitelaw.
Will and Woods, I had lunch with Griffo's nephews on Saturday.
Yeah.
And Owen, I think he's about 8 years old. And yeah, he has, he's very honest.
Yeah.
Let's say.
All kids are, goddamn.
Oh
kids.
My gosh. I was sitting there and we were having lunch and he was really close to my face and he was sitting there staring at me.
Yeah.
And we're having a conversation about how school's going and everything. And just in the middle of it, he turns to me and he goes, "Wow, you're growing a beard. Did you know that?"
True. Gotcha.
And I couldn't disagree with him.
Yeah.
Oh, it's November.
Where's it at?
So I said to him, technically.
It's been a lot longer than that.
I said, technically. Don't.
Sorry.
I said, technically, it is a mo. Thank you.
Yeah.
The beard would be all around here.
Yeah.
But I've really got little whiskers going on around my mouth. And it's because I've stopped waxing. Like, remember we spoke about it.
Why
on
have
the
you
show?
Stopped waxing?
Because I started originally waxing in the first place.
Yeah.
Because I was worried about these whiskers, and Will had pointed out on the show a couple of times that I had a mo because I sit right underneath a light. Actually, no, there's
no light.
No,
there's
there.
No light, mate. No.
Jesus. Don't point at a non.
Yeah, I know. I was like,
you literally pointed at the roof.
Not a light.
You pointed
there.
To a bare roof and said, "I sit under a light."
And then my girlfriend, who waxes me everywhere, she said, "You really need to get your mo going."
Yeah.
And I said, "Okay." So I started doing it. Anyway, 6 or so months has gone past, and there's now black hair. Hairs growing out, and so I want to get rid of them. So I'm just plucking them and leaving the rest kind of growing because I don't want the whole thing to go black. This is what us females have to go through.
Hang on, so sorry, they turn black because
sometimes, not all the time.
So I've waxed them out,
and then black, and they're coming through thick and black.
Struth.
And so I couldn't disagree with this kid. Like, he was telling the truth.
Yeah, no, don't blame the kid. He's just calling a spade or a mustache.
But
IPL?
Well, apparently when you get IPL,
because laser action.
Because I'm blonde. I mean, it might work on the black hairs, but because I'm blonde, it doesn't really work on blonde hair.
Yes, it does, doesn't it?
They haven't got something going on that works for blondes yet.
What are you going to do about your chin hairs?
Yeah.
As well.
There's no chin hairs.
There's a couple of hairs coming out.
Oh, my God. Beard. Do I have a couple of long ones?
Under beard, yeah. Bit of a beard on the chin.
You got a few hairs coming out of that mole as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know that.
Oh, okay. Just wanted to let you know.
Woody, you don't need to be mean, mate.
Oh, get lost. You brought up the chin. You brought up the chin.
He knows about the chin ones.
I wish I grew so much as much hair as that.
So should I just start shaving?
Maybe you and Anna should do a hair transplant.
Woody. I can't grow hair there.
Yeah.
I've got a bigger mo than you.
You don't know.
Seriously, no. It's really embarrassing.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
Got the boys. Got the boys. Yeah, it's got enough men on this show. A bit of man.
What? There's 3 men sitting in this studio and there's 2 outside. There's a lot
girls.
Of men.
Yeah. No, too many girls.
You've got me. We've got Orlando here from Northbridge. Orlando, straight up man. I love your name.
Oh, cheers, bro. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, no, you're welcome, man. Now, Orlando, the reason I've got you to call, mate, is because I've got a cheeky contention to make. And I just want you to either agree with me or disagree with me. I think that all men, if they had it their way, would prefer to be the little spoon.
I think you're quite right. I'll have to agree with you there.
Yeah.
I mean,
do you have a girlfriend, Orlando?
Not at this point in time. No, I don't.
That's all right, mate. You'll bounce back. Are you seeing anybody?
Maybe he doesn't want to bounce back. Maybe he's enjoying being single.
Well, I'll tell you what. Yeah. I'm working so much at the moment. I haven't made time to see anyone.
Yeah, that's fair.
No, seriously, 6 days a week, you know, six or six.
Mate, you don't have to justify it. It's
okay.
Orlando, thanks for calling.
He doesn't have to have a girlfriend.
No, it's fine.
He doesn't have to.
I wasn't judging him.
You did. You said you'll bounce back, big fella, implying that if he hasn't got a girlfriend, he's not
his
back.
His life's over.
He's there, but he's
sorry,
there.
Mate. We're not all in comfortable relationships with 14-year-olds.
Well, is he in a comfortable relationship? Because I'm feeling like Woody wants to be the smallest spoon here.
I do want to be the smallest spoon.
So you want Courtney to come from you, like, at give you a big cuddle from behind.
Absolutely. Because quite frankly, if I'm the big spoon, I'm getting a head full of hair.
Yeah, hair sucks.
My left arm gets tired. It's getting squashed. Yeah. Just once. I want to be held.
Spooning sucks. No, it does.
I'm always the big spoon.
That's lovely. Actually? Yeah.
That's the dream.
Well, like, Griffo is littler than me, so, like, you know, he kind of nuzzles in.
Does he?
Yeah, well, look at the size of him.
He nuzzles into you.
Yeah, he nuzzles in, and I, you know, we kind of change it up, but mostly I am probably the biggest spoon.
He's a lucky man.
Especially
Cameron,
on the couch and
Cameron
stuff.
From Midland. Yeah. How you going, mate?
Oh, Cameron, yeah. You on your phone there, bro?
Yeah, mate.
Oh, there you are.
There we go.
Cameron, hello, have you heard what we're talking about, mate?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Do you like being the little spoon, Cameron?
Nah, not really, mate.
Kidding! Do you have
your arms go forward, they generally don't go backwards.
Oh, wait, do you...
Sorry, do you know what a spooning is, Cameron?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
So what do you mean? What do you mean your arms go backwards?
Cameron. What spooning is?
Well, it sounds like you guys do more of a pretzel than a spoon. what the hell is going on there, mate? Where do you mean your arms go forward?
Oh, mate, I think this is a PG show, isn't it?
Oh! So you're saying that if you're the little spoon...
We're going to move you on, Cameron.
Okay, fair enough. I know what Cameron means.
What the hell were you going to go into that, were you, Woody?
Well, look, it's 6:30, so I think I can. He wants to
go... No, mate, I don't think we can. You've got JJ here from
Marangaroo. He wants to go back.
No, mate.
And okay.
I think we can all use our imagination.
Sensitive ears, bang.
Quick sensitive ears, everybody.
And then now go.
JJ from Marangaroo, how are you?
That's me. Good morning. How are you doing, guys?
Hello.
I'm good, thanks, mate. Great to hear your voice so early in the morning. Mate, what are your thoughts? Do you love being the little spoon?
Sure. If she's in front of you or behind you, it's all good. Whichever it is.
So you're just happy with spooning. You don't really care if you're the big or the little.
I know. Why be fussy as long as she's in the bed with you?
Oh, yeah. Great point.
Very good, JJ.
Good call, JJ.
Yeah, I came from... people that are in comfortable relationships over here, JJ, so they like throwing that sort of stuff around. Yeah. Oh, the luxuries. How do you like to cuddle?
You're pretty happy at the moment, though.
Oh, don't turn it on me, Ando.
That's a good point, though.
Let's go back to spooning. Let's go back to spooning.
Does Dutchie prefer to be the big spoon or the little spoon? And in Doucheland, Holland. Sorry.
I was extending
from Dutch.
Sensitive ears has been applied. He thinks he can say anything he likes
in Holland,
now.
In Holland, is spooning a thing? Is spooning a worldly thing or is it an Australian thing?
I think spooning in general is a pretty worldly thing.
So you have spooned.
Well, I'm not a big cuddler.
What? Oh. You're just so affectionate most of the time.
Why is that so surprising for you guys? I'm not a big cuddler. As if you're that shocked.
But you're a touchy-feely kind of guy.
You are.
No, but not when it... because I like my own space. But I know what you mean, though. Getting spooned is...
delightful.
Here's the big quandary about being spooned as a man, though.
Yeah.
It's wonderfully comfortable,
but
hugely emasculating.
Yeah.
You just got to get past it.
Come into the nuzzle.
It's very, very hard to get past that because as you're getting spooned, you're thinking to yourself, do I look like a little child here?
Mm. Oh, yeah. Sometimes you that do. Is... especially
you look like
down at
you
the
look like a child.
Well.
Mm, no, you're
yeah,
right.
What the hell is with you and Nuzzle, Ando? Like, I mean, Jesus, is Griffo like what the hell is he nuzzling into?
Oh, here we go.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
Now, there has been some really shocking news coming out of New Zealand. These guys seem to get a hard run out of Christchurch with another earthquake which struck just near there.
Two people are dead, thousands evacuated, and the scale of the damage is now emerging after a huge earthquake shook New Zealand overnight. The magnitude 7.5 quake hit while most people were asleep, rattling Christchurch and the capital Wellington. Its epicentre was in the sea, around 90 kilometres north of Christchurch.
So, which means, as you just heard her say, that it was 90 kilometres north of Christchurch, but the shockwaves hit everywhere, including Wellington, where Steve Jolick, she joins, he's a brekkie announcer there. Hey, Steve, how are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I've got to say I'm operating on minor sleep and the nerves are still a bit frayed, but we're doing good and things are starting to calm down. It's, you know, later in the day over here than it is for you fellas.
Yeah, it must be exhausting. I mean, just the anxiety that attaches to something like this, mate, because, I mean, it happened and then I feel like there's just this waiting period of going, what's actually happened? How bad have things been affected?
The big thing for us was that it was... exactly on midnight or a couple of minutes after, and in our house I've got a young family, twin 5-year-olds and an 8-year-old, and so it was first thing was get to them and get to a door frame and make sure you're going to be okay. And the house was someone described it today as like if you put your house out in the harbour, you know, and just kind of let it roll around for a while, and it just keeps on going and going and going.
Wow.
What do you do in that moment? Like, what do they say to do? So you grabbed your kids. Do you jump in the car? Obviously, that would seem like a stupid idea. You would hide somewhere or something?
Well, they say the advice is always get under a door frame or under something really solid, like a desk or a table or something like that. So for me, it was get to a door frame, get the kids, and sort of stand in a door frame because they reckon that's the strongest part of the house.
Yeah, Steve, yeah. How many kids have you got there, mate?
I've got an 8-year-old son and twin daughters.
So if we're being honest, door frame, probably not going to be able to accommodate yourself, your partner, and your kids. Who was on the outside? I mean, come on. I mean, it's a tough choice, but it's one that has to be made.
It's a bit of a, what is it, Sophie's Choice? I left my son out in the cold, I'll be honest with you. Took the girls.
It's a bit like the Titanic scene with the door right at the end. So your son was Jack.
I took the girls with me. My wife and son were in the hallway going, where do we stand? I'm like, yeah.
But Steve, it was probably lucky that it was at midnight because I've seen some of the photos coming out this morning. And your roads have just been absolutely demolished. If there was people on there, it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, look, there's a couple of things. First of all, it was in a really rural area, and so there are small towns where most of the damage was. The other thing, in Wellington City, which is the biggest city that sustained damage, really, you're right, it was midnight, and we don't have much of a nightlife here, so everyone was at home at sleep. But there are things like, you know, high-rise buildings, and we have buildings here that are like four stories high. Some of those buildings, windows blew out, there's shattered glass all over the place, and roads are busted up and that sort of thing. So there is a bit of damage, and I know you had in your report there that a couple of people in Kaikoura, there are a couple of deaths related and some casualties. But, you know, fortunately, compared to 5 or 6 years ago where the big Christchurch quakes hit and 100-and-something people died, every city and town in this country has since then had to do this massive restructuring work and earthquake strengthening. So if there's a silver lining to all that happened a few years ago, that's it. Our towns and cities have held on
pretty
well.
Show that it's worked, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, that's a testament to your government over there, man. It sounds like old John Key's done a good job.
Yeah, it depends who you talk to, but yes, on this, probably on this.
I knew you'd say that.
I mean, he's not Trump popular, but he's doing okay.
Yeah, yeah, he's doing all right. Hey, Steve, thank you so much for joining us, mate, and being so honest with us. I hope that your son and your wife weren't listening, but apart from that, it's been a pleasure to have you on, and thanks for providing some insight and the fact that things actually sound like they're relatively okay over there. So thanks, mate. Have a great day.
Thanks, guys. You too. Appreciate it.
Steve. Thanks, Steve. Have a good one there.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
Hey, we got this bloke on the show. Come on.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our next guest. Known for being totally underground, he's 50% responsible for bringing the Bondi hipsters into your lounge room. Oh, and he's also created this new thing called Brotopia.
A place for all-male startup businesses with all-male business ideas for an all-male audience.
Yep, he's a rad bloke. He's totally underground like Will, so we thought we'd just get straight into it. Here he is, the ball of creativity, Christian Van Vuren.
Yeah.
Yes.
What an intro, though.
I feel like I might be crashing a party here.
What do you mean?
Your new show, Brotopia, is all about the blokes for a bloke audience, and then I'm a chick just sitting
here. You know what's actually really funny about this, Hides, is that we were in Sydney on Friday for this All Women Awards. We were actually telling Christian about this before. Yeah. It's the Cosmopolitan Woman. So a tent filled with women, and I actually made a joke to the guy that was filming, that came around. I was like, imagine if this was just a blokes only event, like how disgusting this would be.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what Brotopia is. Like,
it is that. It's an all male workspace only for men with all male startup businesses and ideas for an all male consumer base.
Well, so you're sexist.
It's not. No. Well, I think if you watch the content, you'll find that the point of view is one that is satirical.
Oh.
And so it's not necessarily that's what we're pushing. it's more that's what we're taking the puss out of.
Yeah. Oh,
and so chicks will actually probably enjoy it.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Okay, stick with us, Christian. I got plenty more questions about the new show, Brotopia.
Christian Van Vuren, also known as Dominic Natter from the Bondi Hipsters, who joins us.
Yes, and Christian, you've got a couple of new videos out called Brotopia, and there's an interesting backstory to these.
Yeah, so Look, it was an actual thing that happened. Some dudes in Brizzy decided they wanted to set up an all-male workspace for businesses within the startup kind of area.
I can't believe that.
So a friend of mine kind of sent me a message saying, oh, I was just looking at the blog of these guys who have started this all-male business idea, and they've got a bunch of pictures of you guys on there that they're kind of using as examples of the terrible kinds of males that are in the world these days, the kind of over-feminized type dudes.
And they used you guys.
They used pictures of us.
You as Dominic Nader the Dominator.
Yeah, as the Bondi hipsters kind of thing. And so, look, if anything, it provided a little window to send the guys a note in the voice of the characters. And so we kind of wrote them a Facebook post in the voice of the characters, all in good jest, as a bit of friendly banter. Mm. Kind of basically wrote it in the context of applying for a seat in that office space. And we kind of said, oh, we're just launching a new male cologne called Masculinity Toxique, and we think that your all-male workspace would be the perfect place for us to kind of set up shop and work from. And we had a bunch of questions for them, like, will there be walls made entirely of easy-to-punch gyprock so that if our testosterone makes us angry during the work day, we can just punch a wall without breaking our fists? You know, that's things brilliant. Like that. And we had a kind of list of questions and then ended it with, and by the way, get our photos off your website or we'll sue you for the entire $350 that your sausage sizzling business idea is worth. It was all in jest and a bit of banter. Look, I can't imagine the dudes didn't feel like when they went to market there would be some kind of stir or create some kind of conversation around it. When people in the media started going through the website and through the blog, there was a whole bunch of this kind of men's rights activism, you know, that MRA scene, a bunch of the logic behind that. And, you know, a lot of the logic on the website was like, you know, essentially dudes get so stressed out working with women that they go home and they push over their partners or they, you know, assault people and that feminism's gone too far and that, you know, look, it's all logic that's kind of lifted from this MRA scene where these dudes think that Disney movies have ruined women because they need to find guys they're infatuated with and, you know, as opposed to choosing men who can be great providers and who can be the ones who work. And my general attitude towards that being a, you know, father of a baby boy and I've got a baby girl on the way is that I kind of think that essentially they should each have the same choices available to them when they grow up. And if somebody wants to be a stay-at-home mum, like, awesome, cool. Mm-hmm. It's nothing about feminism is taking that away from them. Mm. It's just providing choices. If you want to work and you want to pursue a career and you want to have the same opportunities as dudes, that's where the world's headed.
The
idea then of creating Brotopia was we just kind of thought in the process of writing that post, which kind of had a bit of a positive reaction online from people who follow our page and all that stuff.
Yeah.
The idea was like, let's actually kind of create our own all-male office space called Brotopia.
Yeah.
And let's kind of have some fun around what a bunch of MRA dudes would do with their own all-male office space. So there's like a fight club at lunchtime.
There's a dungeon where you do something downstairs as well.
It's called a dungeon. So the name is kind of, the activity is evident in the name of said dungeon.
Oh, God.
And your logo is literally a scrotum as well.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Not a brain, a scrotum.
It's a scrotum.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's so easy to visualize that actually happening. That's the terrifying thing about that. Mate, we can go check that out on the Bondo Hipsters Facebook page.
Yeah, we've also got it up on YouTube.
Okay.
If people look up Brotopia.
Great.
But either way.
Is it the same guy that you do the hipster stuff with?
He's not in this one simply because he's over in the US pursuing all sorts of gigantic career moves.
Is he
going to
leave
like
you?
No, not at all. We're kind of all just spreading ourselves out so that we can keep different projects moving and meet different people and keep the momentum
going. And you drew the short straw, mate.
Mate, I had kids.
Oh. So you're staying now.
I didn't pull out and now I'm staying.
Well said.
Oh, great. Christian, thanks very much for joining us, mate.
And on that note.
You got to get Brotopia on the Bondi Hipsters Facebook page or on YouTube as well. Mate, have a good one. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you guys for having me.
Cheers, no worries.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
Let's talk about cricket.
Totally.
Got it! Oh! Hat-trick, slow ball! Beautifully
not
ball.
Necessarily the game.
Okay.
Because my cricket commentary is not that great.
Sure.
But I want to talk to you about the Wacker.
Okay, great ground. They should still be playing cricket there.
Well,
every single time.
I don't know if females are happy about it.
The Wacker?
Well, playing cricket there and going to watch it because there's a whole bunch of female journalists that have tweeted over the last week when the test was on that they weren't allowed in the members area because of their dress being inappropriate or indecent.
Well, fair enough. You got to stick to the dress code. It's a bloody classy institution.
Come on, we're in 2016.
We are in 2016.
We can wear dresses like that and it's not inappropriate.
Trashy. Just
that
awful.
Is not a trashy. It's a quite a classy dress.
No,
but
if
they told
wear
her
a dress, have it below your knees. That's appalling.
That's what they said. So they actually get out a card. So you've got a member's card, and they tell you it's got to be a certain length of the card.
Yeah.
If it's above the knee too much, then you can't get in. This happened to me at the Sydney Cricket Ground when I went to watch an awesome game of cricket with my dad. Yeah. I was there. My dad told me to wear a dress because I never wear bloody dresses.
Total.
And I said, okay. When we got there, they said, nah, you can't come in. Your dress is too short. Mm-hmm. It was just above the knee.
Well, it's trashy, Anderson.
That's not
Don't be showing
trashy.
Off that much skin. But seriously, then back in Bathurst, you can show up as much leg as you like, but at the members of a cricket ground, respect the dress code.
Yeah, but come on, it's 2016. Would they much rather have more people in the actual ground watching the cricket? Because so many people are not getting in. That's what I'm saying. There's all these empty seats.
Yeah, well, you can go and sit on the grassy knoll, mate, and you can wear a bikini if you want.
No, I wanted to hang out in the members' room with my dad. So I went back to the front gate, right? And I thought, okay, how am I going to get in? I couldn't go back to the hotel. I didn't have any outfit to change or whatever.
Yeah.
So I literally pulled down my skirt right past pretty much my bum.
Yeah.
And lucky I had a long top on so that my skirt then went way below the knees.
Clever.
Went back in, got in.
You got out. So you can get in there with your ass out.
Well, no, they couldn't see.
Okay,
they couldn't see that. But that's what I want to know here, Woods, on 131060. How did you get around the dress code?
Okay, so you've been kicked out.
You've been kicked out.
I had a friend of mine.
Yeah.
So this was at a nightclub in Northbridge. I forget.
You don't maybe want to name it? Or?
Yeah, probably not. But so he couldn't get in. He couldn't get in because he had trainers on, sneakers.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy was like, nah, sorry, mate, only dress shoes. So he went and ran to his cab driver who had just dropped him off and said, I'll give you $50 right now for your shoes.
Stop it.
And I'll give you my Nikes. And the cab driver swapped for him and then he got in.
And then he got back in. And it just so happened that they had the same size feet.
No, he had absolute clown shoes. They were massive floppy shoes. But he got in and he was stoked.
That's what I want to know. 131060, how did you get around the dress code? Give us a call.
Melissa from Willerton, how you going?
Good, thanks. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're pretty good. How did you get around the dress code?
We were in Fremantle in summer many, many years ago, and the guys had shorts on, like nice dress shorts and shoes, and the girls had dresses on, which came above the knee, and the bouncer said that the guys couldn't come in because shorts weren't appropriate dress code, so we went back to my car, and I had a bag full of clothes that we were going to deliver to the Good Sammy's, so the guys all put skirts on and went back, and we said to the bouncer he'd be sexist if he didn't let the guys in.
Well done. Did you get in?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. They couldn't say no. And then all the girls, they were all with their wives or girlfriends and they were surrounded by girls saying, oh, my God, you're so great and brave.
Fantastic.
That's brilliant. Thanks, Melissa, for your call. Hello, Scotty.
Yeah.
Hey, Scotty, mate. How did you get around the dress code or was it your mate?
Yeah, it was my mate. We're out in Brisbane on a night out.
Yeah.
And we went, to be honest, the place wasn't very nice at all, but they no tattoos because of gangs and all that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
He's a chef, so he's a pretty smart guy, so he went to his boot, he pulled out some alfoil, he wrapped his arms up in alfoil, we put his shirt over the top, and he got in.
Bloody genius.
Alfoil?
Alfoil, yeah.
So he had arms showing with aluminium foil around his arm, and that was just fine.
Than him come in with one tattoo that he had on his arm.
Oh,
there you go.
So many people have tattoos these days.
Yeah, I get judged because of my tattoo.
You get judged for your hair.
And my hair.
Yeah.
John from Waikiki, how you going?
G'day, how are you?
Good, Johnny boy.
Good, mate. How'd you get around the dress code, mate?
I was trying to get into the casino after a Kevin Bloody Wilson show.
Yeah.
And I had jeans and a Hawaiian shirt on.
Oh, great look. Yeah.
And they wouldn't let me in because back then jeans weren't allowed. It was dress pants.
Oh, so they were okay with the Hawaiian top but not the jeans.
That's right, yeah. So I went out to the car and all I had was long johns from a wetsuit. wetsuit long johns.
Yeah.
I put them on, tight as, put the shirt over the top, got in no worries until I had to go to the toilet.
Oh.
Take the shirt off, wind down the Long John, and one of the security guys was in the same toilet, saw me.
Oh, what?
And he kicked you out, mate?
Yeah, dragged me out.
Oh, Johnny, your big mistake there, mate. It's wetsuit material. You should have just pissed yourself.
Yeah, it was like a Lycra bodysuit, yeah.
Johnny, mate, sounds like the drunk. I'm going to go out in wetsuit pants this weekend.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
Woods.
Yep.
This is so close. On Monday, Robbie Williams is going to be on our world famous rooftop in Sydney. It's a close, intimate gig. He's on his way to Australia as we speak. I just saw him tweet before. Mm. You know what he actually does? He just said that before, when he's warming up, before he performs, he prays to Elvis Presley.
To Elvis Presley.
Every single time he performs. So he's going to be praying to Elvis Presley on our world famous rooftop on Monday. We're going to be sending you and your bestie flights, accommodation.
Yep. We've been chucking people in the drawer for about a week now, and those people have got in the drawer by suggesting things that, Heidi, you have to do to get your way to Robbie Williams on Monday as well. That's all going to unravel as the week goes on. But right now, we are going to give a double pass, flights, accommodation to one person who suggested. I've got a hat here of all the suggestions. But the winner is... Hang on, something is... There.
Unravel it.
Oh, there we go. Tiana from Lismurdy!
Oh my god, thank you so much! Oh my god, I cannot believe it.
Yay, congratulations! We could be going to see Robbie together.
Yes! Oh my god, I'm so excited!
Now, Tiana, calm yourself a little bit. Remind everybody what you suggested Heidi should do to go and see Robbie Williams.
I suggested that Heidi should be hooked up to a lie detector.
Oh, was that you? Can we take it back now? Can we take? Can we redraw?
Will and I really like this idea, Tiana. And can you give an example now, Tiana, of the sort of question you'd want to ask Heidi?
Keep it PG, remember, kids and cars.
Yeah. Who do you like better, Will or Woody?
Oh, scandal!
It's an easy one.
I like it.
Hey, Tiana. Well, you, of course.
Obviously, mate. Oh, fantastic.
Will's away, so I can say that. But, Tiana, you are going flights in, accommodation included. You're sending your bestie. I may be going with you. We're going to find out this week. But a massive congratulations. You can
check out
Robbie Williams, his brand new album, The Heavy Entertainment Show, featuring the new single, Love My Life. You can get your copy now. Okay, so we'll find out what I'm doing later this week.
Yeah, absolutely. We think something around the idea of Facebook Live, lie detector, so people can write in, ask any questions they want, and if you lie, you don't go to Robbie Williams.
Oh, man.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
Then earlier this morning, Ando, we spoke to Hamish Blake, of course, from Hamish and Andy, talking about his upcoming tour with his band Cool Boys and the Frontman. Now, everyone can enjoy this chat. For a number of reasons. Firstly, it's Hamish Blake and he's fantastic. But secondly, this chat was done without both shows' anchors. So Will wasn't here and Andy wasn't with Hamish. And therefore, you get the sloppiest, most misinformed chat you've ever heard. Enjoy.
Hey, Hamish, how you doing?
Yeah, great. How you going?
Good.
You sound like you're giggling. What are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing? What have you been busted doing?
nothing. I'm just making sure that Cars, the movie, is playing. Rebecca, while I talk to you guys. You know, there's two rules when you're talking on the radio. Hey, if you're in the car, like, pull over, make sure you're not on hands-free, you know, don't talk and drive. If you've got a kid, make sure that they're glued to Cars while you can chat. And also I'm doing rock star stuff too, like sharpening my drumsticks, tuning my kit up, you know, because I got a band tour coming up.
Yes, let's talk about the band tour, mate, because I've been following along on your show, 4 till 6, and then, of course, the Deja Vu Hour, 6 till 7. I prefer hearing it twice rather than once.
I mean, thank you. That's a very detailed description of when you listen.
That's right. You're welcome. Sometimes I take a poo, sometimes during 4 and 5, but we don't have to go into
too
that.
Too much invoke.
But I'm really enjoying the banter, just the friendly camaraderie of you guys getting around each other like this.
Actually, Hamish here from the drums. Yeah, there's a few bits of the song that I'd like Jack not to be in, and we could just get the YouTube back in track up for the bits where I don't think his flair's good enough.
Most of the song I don't want to play with either.
Hey, join the club, mate. We're in this, and we've booked a tour. Do you think you can do bagpipes on the trumpet? You can barely do trumpet on the trumpet.
That was one of our better riffs. We had a lot of riffs. Here's where we're at. A little different opposing forces in this band. You've got Andy, mm-hmm. who did a bit of trumpet at high school, and mm-hmm. because of that, thinks he's Mozart, thinks he knows everything about music and can tell everyone how to play music.
Mm. Uh-huh.
He's not even playing an instrument he can do. He's playing the bagpipes, which aren't really that hard. It's just a recorder tied to a balloon that he's struggling with. So taking a giant step back in the band now, because at least he could play the trumpet. He carried on a lot and he never rehearsed and he thought he could wing it and he was terrible. But at least he knew loosely how to play that instrument. Okay. Now he's on bagpipes, he's an absolute amateur. We tour in 2 weeks. We got Jack, who pushed hard for Long Way to the Top, which is the one and only song we're touring, because he can play electric guitar and it has a lot of guitar in it. It's AC/DC, like it's Angus Young. Mm. He's the greatest guitarist this country's ever produced. And we've got Jack, who's basically a nervous wreck at the moment behind the guitar. He's got no flair, he's got no stage presence. He keeps saying that he's rehearsing without flair, like insinuating that at some point in the future he's going to bring it in like a grand reveal and suddenly have all this stage presence. I mean, and then he got me on the drums, and I'll be fine. Like, you know, whatever you want, you know, name your beat, I'll bang it out. Like, the drums are the easiest bit and the hardest bit, having said that. So
once again, it's nice to see you and Andy giving a lot of support to Jack. Obviously, he does have big shoes to Phil, and you guys aren't making him focus on that at all. I'll play another grab here.
We've actually got you a present, Jack.
Am I opening it now?
Yeah, go for it. They're boots. Oh, yeah. But they're way too small for me.
Oh, okay. Right. So are you saying that you are too big for those boots, are you?
You're cruel.
Poor Jack. He puts up with a lot with you too.
like it was scripted. It's too small for me. God, that's good. I'm going to make that my ringtone. But I mean, you guys don't understand. Basically, it's like Survivor in our band. Just not on the bottom. Just trying to drag someone else down to the bottom so any critical attention's taken off you. And that's the fun of being in the band.
It's a dog eat dog world.
Hey,
Mish,
we can't wait to see you guys. We have heard that Veronica's going to be kicking it off as the confirmed front person.
Yeah, it's going to be... it's going to be fantastic. Sorry, they're playing the Wodonga Catholic College. Sorry, I've just been told by my son he did a wee-wee on the couch. To be honest.
You better get off then. You better clean that up.
You know what? That's all right. I'm in a band with Andy and Jack, so I'm used to dealing with accidents and people disobeying the rules. Thank you, Andy and Jack. You've given me perfect training to deal with this wee on the couch situation.
All right, go and clean up the wee. Go and clean up the wee. But basically, we have got you on to tell you that we are about to give away tickets to your shows. We're going to give opportunity. How are we doing that, by the way? Do you know how we're doing that?
Just call us 131060. I reckon we'll work it out on the other side.
Okay.
Is that what you're doing? Are you giving away tickets to the final gig in Byron?
Yes, I think we are.
It's huge.
Do you want us to do that?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Okay.
Don't call.
We haven't got tickets to give away.
Yeah.
We just have had that confirmed, Woods, that you can go to hit929.com.au if you want to see them yourself and find out how you can purchase tickets.
Yeah.
That's all from this Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up. Don't miss the next one. And don't miss Santa's Magical Kingdom at Crown Pyramid. Starts December 2nd. Tickets from Ticketmaster.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.